national college football and basketball reporter for Yahoo Sports. He was the one that broke this story about Urban Meyer. Pete Thamel is my guest. Pete, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, man.
Good to have you, Pete. Thanks so much. Now, you reported this morning that Urban Meyer is going to be stepping down after the Rose Bowl. Offensive coordinator Ryan Day will be taking over. What was your reaction, Pete, when you first heard that news?
Well, Jim, you know, it's not like a linear decision, right? It's not like one thing happens and then the other. I think there was myriad factors that went into Urban making this decision at this time, from as small as the recruiting calendar, and, you know, they needed to get some certainty there and declare what the program was going to look like going forward. Obviously, signing day is December 19th or 20th this year, so there's a small window for Ohio State to tell future Buckeyes, hey, who's going to be your coach? And then from the that's in the micro, just the small things that factor into it. The bigger things, obviously, Urban Meyer is very pleased with where this Ohio State program is right now. And this is analogous to Bob Stoops when he left Oklahoma two summers ago and handed the program to Lincoln Riley. He thought the program was healthy and would thrive after the transition. And I think it's important, Jim, to look at the infrastructure in the machine, really, that Urban Meyer has built here. It's a machine in recruiting with Mark Pantone. It's a machine in the weight room with Mickey Marotti, who's one of the best to do it, all the way to the operations, the player development, to all the people who've essentially been Meyer's lieutenants. That machine gets kept in place, which was appealing to Gene Smith, obviously the Ohio State athletic director, because, you know, Gene knew that the program obviously would have a different leader with a different spin, but the guts of it would operate in the same way. And then the other factor that can't be ignored here, obviously, is Meyer's health. He's had a cyst in his brain that has significantly impacted him the last 2 years. We obviously saw it on the sideline a bunch this year. Last year, it really flared up at times. People I know at Ohio State would tell me, you know, Urban's not himself. Urban's not himself. He's a guy who we have seen go 1,000 miles an hour, Jim. It's the only way he's known how. And there was a prevailing feeling that he would have to take his foot off the gas and maybe be a little bit more of a CEO to manage that the severe aggressive headaches he'd been getting. And that's just not who Urban Meyer is. He wasn't comfortable doing that.
Pete Thamel joining us. All right, Pete. So Meyer obviously has a pretty interesting history when it comes to resignations. And of course, as soon as that news broke, the joke started about him taking the USC job after next season or another great gig when it opens up. You talked about his physical condition. He's still just 54, really young for a college coach to hang it up. Do you think he'll never coach again? Or is this a situation where maybe he gets a break and then he'll get that itch once again to come back and coach?
Yeah, it was amusing to see how quickly the cynicism infused the news cycle this morning.
Right.
I will certainly not be naive enough to never say never, right? You never know. I do feel like what that would hinge on would be, A, his health, and B, does he find something where he can engage himself in and invest himself in? You're never going to replace running out of the tunnel, you know, the relationships with 100 kids that you have in your building, and then the staffs of these places now. There's probably 50 people on those. So you're never going to quite replace that. But I do feel like in talking to people around Meyer, he has a pretty nuanced plan in place for how he's going to go about his future. And I don't feel like his health would allow him to come back and coach the way he would want to coach.
Pete Thamel joins us. He broke the story earlier this morning. Pete, how much do you think that the Zach Smith scandal played in this? Did it play any role at all in the decision?
I think it'd be impossible to say it didn't play any, right? I mean, it was obviously a pretty dramatic time in Columbus for August and in part of September. But I really feel like behind health, you know, behind wanting to walk away, his grandkids now, right? His one and one on the way. I don't feel like it was a major factor in the decision, but I do feel like it was certainly one of those myriad factors.
All right, so what about the school itself? Is there any part, do you think, where the school might be irritated that they went to bat for Meyer, took a lot of heat from a PR standpoint for how he handled the Zach Smith situation, and now he's leaving only a few months later? Do you think the school is at all bothered by that?
I don't think so. I certainly don't know how President Michael Drake feels, but if institutionally they'd wanted to move on from Meyer that bad, A, they could have obviously fired him in August, and B, they're bringing back the guts of the program he built. right? I just went through kind of all the, you know, all the operational background and such. So if they wanted a clean divorce, they certainly would have, they wouldn't have agreed to Ryan Day and keeping everything in, keeping a lot of things similar to the way they've been and the way they've been built.
We're talking to Pete Thamel. All right, so in terms of that, Ohio State, as you point out, Pete, is hoping for a similar transition to what we saw when Bob Stoops handed off the program to Lincoln Riley. First off, for those who are not familiar with him, who is Ryan Day and what is his background?
Yeah, well, I'll shamelessly plug Yahoo Sports today. I actually have 10 things to know about Ryan Day, and just a little bit about who he is. I think the first thing you mentioned when you mentioned Ryan Day is one of the best young offensive minds in all of football, not just college football. He is the quintessential Chip Kelly protege. Chip recruited him to play quarterback at UNH and was his offensive coordinator at New Hampshire all 4 years. And then Ryan went on to work for a bunch of other people, but rounded back. He actually worked for Chip as the tight ends coach for a year right out of college, I believe in 2002. And then he was his quarterback coach with the Eagles and then with that one season with the San Francisco 49ers. So Ryan Day is a sharp young offensive mind. And look, hanging 62 against Michigan certainly doesn't hurt your case.
Speaking of 62 against Michigan, what do you think Jim Harbaugh did when he saw the news that Meyer was stepping down?
Well, I mean, it certainly changes the dynamic in the Big Ten. One of Meyer's legacies, Jim, is going to be that he changed the Big Ten for the better. He raised the tides here and forced the competition to get better. And, you know, there have been facilities built and infrastructure added at all these Big Ten schools. I mean, remember the joke Big Ten speed a couple, you know, eight,
right,
9 years ago? Like,
yep.
You know, the SEC was running away with college football and the Big Ten was lagging behind. And I think that 2014 season when Ohio State won the national title, beat Alabama in that Sugar Bowl, I think that was really a turning point for the league. Now, the Big Ten hasn't had a ton of success since. I don't believe they've scored a point in the college football playoff. My colleague Dan Wetzel just pointed that out on our podcast that Michigan State and Ohio State were both shut out. But, you know, he has certainly helped the Big Ten. And does this change Jim Harbaugh's mind and how he does things? I don't know. But, like, I would guess that Michigan gets favored to win the league next year.
We're talking to Pete Thamel. What about that then? I mean, if he definitely dramatically helped turn the fortune and the reputation for that conference, what does his stepping down mean for the Big Ten in general?
Well, it's a blow to the Big Ten. I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, their ratings, the interest, the electricity that he brought to games is not going to be replaced by Ryan Day. You can't. You know, it could grow into that. It could grow back into that. But, you know, he's one of the transformative figures in modern football on the field. And so I think it is a blow to the Big Ten. He's one of the, you know, top two coaches of this generation.
All right, so that said, and finally, Pete, there's no doubt he's won everywhere he's been. He has an amazing resume in terms of wins and losses. But, of course, there are the off-the-field issues at Florida and Ohio State. So how would you attempt to sum up his legacy at this point?
Yeah, you know, my colleague Pat Forty wrote a good column about that on Yahoo today. Look, it's never been simple and linear with Urban, right? It's always been complicated and a little bit dramatic. But I do think, you know, when history looks back on Urban Meyer as a football coach, you know, he's going to be remembered for a lot of things. One, changing the way the game's played. Dan Mullen, his former assistant, told me today on the phone, like, the NFL is starting to play. Like it's trickled all the way up to that league. So I think in terms of football, his legacy is pretty clear.
Pete Thamel is an award-winning writer, a national college football and basketball reporter for Yahoo Sports, and broke this story. Pete, really nice to have you on. Thanks so much for that.
Hey, Jim, thanks for thinking of me.
You got it, Pete. Thank you very much. Pete Thamel, my guest. All right, phone lines are open right now. We do not have an interview until the top of the hour, so next segment is the best time for you to call. 1-800-636-8686. If you want to do that legacy question, go right ahead. If it's the end. I mean, I'd love to get into his legacy, but I'm not convinced it's the end. I've heard it's the end before with this guy, and it's not. He comes back. I'm not saying that there aren't physical issues. What I am saying is I don't believe that we've seen the last of Urban Meyer as a head coach.